started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and security that we have on our lives and on our families. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your power that is fighting our battles. Thank you for your strength that is helping us to do what is right in your sight continually. Thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit in us that guides us, that teaches us, instructs us, and leads us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping our personal relationship with you to improve, to grow, to mature. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for always answering our prayer, especially when we pray according to your will. We are so grateful because every prayer we will pray in this place tonight, you will hear and answer them. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for great and beautiful plans you have for every one of us. And we thank you because you shall make sure that these beautiful plans come to pass in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your greatness that you are revealing in every area of our lives, and also for your dominion and victories you're manifesting in every area of our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making sure that we do not lack good things. Thank you for always meeting us at the point of our need. Thank you, Lord. I ask that as we spend time with you right now in your presence, oh Lord, show us mercy in Jesus' name. We do not want to pray amiss. Guide us to pray the kind of prayers that you want to answer. In Jesus' name. We also don't want to leave here empty-handed. Father, make sure that everyone that would participate in this prayer session live with a blessing. In Jesus' name. Thank you, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to be singing some worship song. And after that, we'll be praying prayer points. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. What about you? Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns, he reigns forever. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. Adoration to the Lord, he reigns. Adoration to the Lord, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to the Lord, he reigns. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him, and angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God, what a mighty God we serve. Alleluia, walk the mighty God we serve. Alleluia, heaven and earth adore, and angels bow before him. What the mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He's alive, amen. He's alive, Jesus, he's alive, forever, he's alive, amen, he's alive, amen, he's alive, Jesus, he's alive, forever is alive. Amen. We will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. For this God is our God forever and ever. It shall be our God. He shall be our God from now even till the end. For this God, this Jesus, he's our God forever and ever. Forever and ever he shall be our God. From now, even till the end, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna.
Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
He has risen from the dead.
He has risen from the dead. He is Lord.
Every knee shall bow.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
That wonderful name,
Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. There is power. Power, wonderful power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonderful power. In the precious blood of the Lamb, there is power, there is power, power, wonderful power in the blood,
in the blood of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Of your will, Lord.
Of your will.
Of your will in our lives.
Of your will, Lord. Of your will.
Of your will, Lord.
Of your way,
oh Lord, of your way, of your way,
of your way, Lord, in our midst, of your way, of worship, of your will, Lord, as we pray, have your will. Have your will, Lord. Have your will. Oh, Lord. Have your will. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We are so grateful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done.
We are the Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father.
Dear is the shadow of Tony. With thee, thou changest not thy compassion, they feel not, as thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see.
All I have needed,
all I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. O Lord, my God, when I also wonder, seed at home, the words thy hand hath made.
I see the stars.
I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder, thy path throughout the universe displayed.
Then sings my soul.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great thou art.
How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great thou art.
will fight. Oh Lord, be my fight. Oh Lord, be magnified.
Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. Love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises turn. Love you so much, Lord Jesus. Jesus, love you so much. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. My soul sings. Here in your praises, soaring on your wings. Love you so much. Jesus, love you so much. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you, and my soul sings. Here in your praises, soaring on your wings, love you so much, Jesus, Jesus, love you so much.
Hallelujah. If you love him so much, begin to worship him. Worship and adore him. Magnify and praise him. Glorify him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him from the depth of your heart. Not because I'm telling you to do that, but because you really want to praise him. Praise him with the whole of your heart. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for his mercies and endures forever. Praise him for his greatness and endures and remains forever. Praise him for who he is in glory, in power, in authority, in strength, in dominion. Praise him for who he is. For he is a great God. He is so strong and mighty. And he is mighty in battles. Praise him. For he is highly exalted above all his enemies, above all nations, above all governments, above all thrones and kingdoms.
is highly exalted above everything and everyone.
Praise Him.
He is before all things and is the one holding all things together.
Praise Him.
He is mighty to save, mighty to deliver, mighty to heal. He's mighty in all His works. He does mighty things. His works are mighty. His miracles, all His miracles are mighty. For He is a mighty God. He's the Almighty God. Praise Him for who He is. He cannot change, He cannot fail, He cannot lie. We worship You, Father. You do terrible things in righteousness. You execute judgment. And You make nations tremble at Your feet. You make all Your enemies bow before You. We worship You, Lord. Only You can decree and it will appear and it will manifest. Only You can speak and it will come to pass. Only You controls times and seasons. Only You control the entire universe. We worship You, Lord. Having You in our lives is having everything. Having You is having all. We worship You, Father. For who is like unto Thee? No one is like unto You. No one. No one. No one can heal as You do. No one can save as You do. No one. We worship You, Lord. No one can give eternal life. No one can give true deliverance. No one can give the victory that You give. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. You are the light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot understand, and darkness cannot praise You, and yet You're shining so bright in the midst of darkness, and darkness cannot see You, nor trace You, nor conquer You. We worship You, Father. You're the light of the world. Without You, there is no light. And You are the Savior of the world. We worship You, Lord. Only You can bring things out of nothing. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praise. Amen. We're going to pray thanksgiving prayer, thanksgiving prayers as we normally do. So you're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your grace that is sufficient in my life. Thank you for making your grace to become sufficient in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Paul the Apostle said, Lord, take away this problem from my body. But the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient unto you. Thank him because his grace is sufficient in your life. Say, thank you, Lord, for your grace that is sufficient in my life. God told him, he said, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Begin to thank God for his grace that is in your life. Thank him for his grace that is working in your life. For when you are weak, then you are strong. Because his grace is sufficient in your life. For when the enemy thought they have conquered you, that was actually when they lost to you. That was when they lost the battle. Because his grace is sufficient in your life. Thank him for his grace that is in your life. Especially that grace is sufficient. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Because your grace is sufficient. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for my good. Thank you for making all situations, all circumstances work together for my good. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for making all things to work together for my good. Even the things that the enemy meant for him, for me. Thank you for making it to work together for my good.
even the things the enemy was going to use to hurt me, to bring me down. Thank you for using the same thing to lift me home. Thank you, Father, for making everything work together for my good. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your light that is shining in my life, taking away my confusion. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for shining your light in my life to deliver me from confusion, to deliver me from deception, to deliver me from problems, troubles. Thank you for shining your light in my life to guide me through the right path. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, begin to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all your promises that have come to pass already in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for all your promises that have been fulfilled in my life already. Thank you for all your plans that you have performed in my life already. And thank you for my prayers that you have answered already. Thank you, Father. Your promises are fulfilled in my life. Your promises have been fulfilled in my life. Your prophecies have been fulfilled in my life. Your plans have happened in my life. And my prayers have been answered. Thank you, Father, for doing these things. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for supporting me with your right hand when I was going to break, when I was going to fall, when I was going to fail. Thank you for supporting me with your right hand. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for holding me up with your right hand when I was crossing, when I was breaking, when I was failing, when I was falling. Thank you for holding me home with your mighty right hand. Thank you for keeping me in strength. Thank you for keeping me in righteousness. Thank you for keeping me in faith. Thank you for keeping me in good health. Thank you for upholding me with your right hand. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name,
we have given in thanks. Amen. We also need to thank the Lord. Yeah, because we cannot thank Him enough. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making my enemies to become too weak to prevail over me. When they came close, even so close to me, they became too weak to carry out their evil. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for making my enemies to become too weak to overcome me, too weak to attack me, too weak to oppress me. Because when they came so close, they became too weak to carry out their wicked plans. Thank you for defending me. Thank you for preserving me. Thank you for covering me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're also going to thank Him. We saw in the scriptures where it says, for God have not given us the spirit of fear. And then it says He has given us sound mind. So I want you to thank God for giving you sound mind. Yeah, because many people don't have sound mind. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Yeah. Some people are already going crazy. And some people, they can no longer think straight. Their thought is just upside down. And they're always confused. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for giving me sound mind. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank you. Thank you. Because the enemy does not want you to have a sound mind. They want you to be depressed. They want you to be so anxious. They want you to be sad. The enemy wants you to be confused. In fact, the enemy wants you to have mental disorders or psychological problems or emotional disorders. But God did not allow him. Say, thank you, Father, for blessing me with sound mind. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, those of you that were present in the last midnight prayer session, you should remember that when we're really dealing with some specific prayer point on eternal life and all the benefits that Jesus has placed in eternal life for us. Yeah, so before we pray all that prayers, I want us to start from that place or continue from that place. Yeah, so I want you to open your Bible to that particular place where we read during the last prayer session in John 7:17, and we're going to read verse 2 and verse 3. John 17, verse 2 and verse 3. And thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And then verse 3 says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the holy true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Yeah, I was talking about the knowledge of God being equal to having eternal life. Yeah. Which is what this verse 3 is saying, that knowing God as He is, and knowing Jesus as He is actually, is equal to life eternal. Yeah, so I want you to pray like this. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, remove from my hand and soul and spirit. Remove from my mind and soul and spirit every knowledge that is against the true knowledge of God. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, uproot from my mind, from my soul, and from my spirit every knowledge that is against the true knowledge of God. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, remove from my mind, remove from my soul, remove from my spirit every knowledge that is contrary to the real knowledge of God, to the true knowledge of God. Whatever I have believed, whatever knowledge I have been taught, whatever I have read, whatever knowledge I have embraced that is contrary to the true knowledge of God,
Holy Spirit, remove them now from my head. Continue to pray like that. Remove them from my soul. Remove them from my spirit. Every knowledge that is against the true revelation of who God is. Every knowledge in me that is against the true revelation of who Jesus is. Every knowledge in me that is against the true revelation of what the kingdom of God is. Holy Spirit, uproot them now from within me. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. Uproot them. Thank you, Lord. Uproot them. Whatever I have been taught from childhood that is contrary to the true knowledge of God, Holy Spirit, uproot them from my head and soul and spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. If you are not willing to unlearn many things, you are not ready to know God as He is. If you still want to stick to the things you have learned, because you so much believe they are the truth, then you are not ready to know God. Yeah. Any man that is going to know God must be willing to unlearn many things. So meaning that you must prepare your heart to unlearn many things you have learned. Yeah, especially things that you are not yet sure that they are the revelations of God or they are the truth about God. So you're going to pray that you will be humble enough to unlearn many things, even things that you have been practicing or you have believed for many years, and you have been following that knowledge for many years. To know God, you must be willing to unlearn many things. Yeah, your world view, your view about life, your view or your understanding about this world, this life here on earth. Your view and understanding about yourself. Yeah, if you're not willing to unlearn those things, there's no way you will know God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me humility. Fill me with the spirit of humility that will make me to unlearn many things that I have learned over the years that will not allow me to know God as He really is. Even the Holy Spirit, fill me with humility. Make me humble enough to unlearn things I have learned over the years
that will not allow me know God as He really is. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray, pray. Holy Spirit, fill me with humility to unlearn many things I have learned over the years, even things I learned through preachers, through several preachers and teachers of the Word of God, even things I learned through Bible school, Bible college, that will not allow me know God as He really is. Holy Spirit, give me humility that will make me unlearn them all, so that I can know God as He is. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There is something I want you to know about spiritual relationship with God, spiritual connection with God. I want you to know that your body knows God. Your body has a way of responding to God. Yeah, because God created your body, so your body actually knows God. Yeah, for instance, there are some things your body does. They call them reflex action. Like the way your eyes suddenly blink when something is trying to pass through the eye, a foreign body or a foreign object. The way your eyes suddenly will close itself. You know those reflex actions. Yeah, so which means that your eyes know something. I'm sorry, your body knows something. It knows how to respond on its own to certain situations. Yeah, they call them reflex actions. That those are the actions that your body takes on its own to protect you. And even you don't know, you don't know when your body suddenly moved that way. Yeah. So in the same way, when your spirit is connected with God, your body can also do things on its own. Yeah, that will show how much your body knows God. I don't know if I get my point. Your body can suddenly act on its own. Yeah, manifest some spiritual things or spiritual signs on its own. Yeah. You would not, how do I put it now? You're not the one making your body to do that. The body is just doing that on its own. Yeah, because the body is responding to the spiritual connection you have with God. Yeah, so through your body you can know God. Yeah, because your body can start to manifest so many things to you that will be that will be teaching you how God really is. Well, I don't know how to explain it better than the way I've just explained. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, you, my body, shall manifest signs and wonders that will teach me the knowledge of God. Yeah, you're going to say, you, my body, shall manifest signs and wonders that will reveal God to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Je dépasse dans la halle de la. Continue to pray like that. Speak to your body. If your body can manifest darkness, it can also manifest the light. Yeah. And now I wish your body will always manifest light and not darkness. Begin to talk to your body. Say, you, my body, you shall manifest signs and wonders in God's presence that will teach me the knowledge of God. In the name of Jesus, my body shall manifest signs and wonders every time my spirit is connected with God. My body shall manifest signs and wonders that will teach me, that will show me who God is. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, a man of God shared a story about what happened to him. Yeah, he said at that time he was I don't know the name they call these people, that these people that attend to people in the aircraft. I forgot their name, but you know them. If you have taken a flight before through the aeroplane. Yeah, these people, they had one that I don't know, maybe they call them attendant or whatever. So that was the job he was doing. Yeah. You know, they serve you snacks in the airplane. They make sure everyone sits properly. They make sure everyone has fastened their seat belt. So that was the work that man of God was doing before he went into ministry full time. Yeah, so he said there was one day that somebody in the airplane suddenly collapsed. I think a lady collapsed. one of the passengers collapsed and died. And everybody was worried. Yeah. They don't know what to do. Yeah, everybody was confused. Yeah, but he said, he just suddenly saw himself. He knelt down. And he said something to that lady that collapsed. Maybe something like, wake up or something. Now, he said all the things he did, it was not him doing that. It's just like his body was moving him. You know, usually we are the one that move our body. You tell your body where to go, what to do. But at that point, it was the body that was moving him. So he didn't know how he knelt down and then maybe touched. I can't remember vividly what he did, but he said something to that collapsed lady on the ground. And immediately the lady came back to life. Yeah. So I'm just trying to show you how God is so much interested in using your body to do great things. Yeah. So God can bypass your soul and your mind and use your body to do great things. Yeah, just like the way we speak in tongues and we don't think about it before we speak it. We don't even know what we are saying and we don't know what next we are going to say. Yeah. The same way the Spirit of God wants to really reveal the greatness of God from our body, if we can surrender our bodies to Him. So you can know God as He uses your body to do great things. That's my point. You can start to know God as He uses your body to do great things, as He reveals His power through your body. So you're going to pray that prayer again. If you release yourself to God, there is so much you can do through your body. So much. So you're going to pray. You can say, Father, I release my body to you. Reveal the greatness of your power through my body. Reveal the greatness of yourself in my body and through my body. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. No one has seen God before with the physical eye, but you can see Him through your body. Yeah, just the way demons possess people. And then demons start to manifest through their body. So also God can manifest through our bodies to run. And we will be seeing that manifestation live. You'll be seeing it as He's manifesting through your body. You'll be seeing it. And every other people around you will be seeing it. And you will know that you're not the one doing this manifestation, that it is gone during the manifestation. You will know that this is not me, this is gone. So pray this prayer. I'm just trying to make you understand what you are praying about.
Say, Father, I release my body to you. Reveal your power in my body and through my body. Reveal your fire in my body and through my body. Thank you, Lord. Reveal your greatness in my body and through my body. In the name of Jesus, reveal your strength, reveal your dominion, reveal your victory in my body and through my body. In the name of Jesus, do it now, so that I can learn of you as you manifest using my body, so that the world can learn of you as you manifest through my body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's keep praying. Yeah, the Bible says our bodies are the temple of God. Your body is God's temple. So God is so much interested in our bodies. But many people have given their bodies to the devil. They have given their bodies to sin, to unrighteousness, to pollution, to seduction. And God is so much interested in the same body they have handed over to the enemy. I pray you will not hand over your body to the enemy. Because that is the only thing that people see. If you stand before a mirror, what you are going to see is your body. So that is why heaven is so interested in our body, because that is the point of manifestation. That is the point of manifestation. People cannot see your soul. They can't see your spirit. But they can see your body. So that is why it must be holy. Your body must be holy. It must be pure, so that God can use it to reveal himself. And I believe you know that your mind is also inside your body. Your mind is your brain. So you must watch what you think in your mind. Watch what goes on in your mind. Because we're talking about knowing God. So I'm trying to come down to the simplest level through which we can know God. Which is even through your body. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day onward, my body
shall be pure, shall be clean. My mind shall be pure and clean for God to dwell, for God to use. My body shall be pure, shall be holy, shall be clean. My mind shall be pure, holy, and clean for God to reside and for God to use. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. My body shall become a pure vessel and holy vessel, a clean vessel that is acceptable in the sight of God. In the name of Jesus, my body shall be righteous, shall become an instrument of righteousness. My body shall be a vessel of righteousness, a vessel of purity, a vessel of holiness. In the name of Jesus, my body shall not accommodate demons. My body shall not accommodate darkness. My body shall not accommodate sin. My mind shall not accommodate evil thoughts, negative thoughts, unclean thoughts, lustful thoughts, carnal thoughts, worldly thoughts. In the name of Jesus, my mind shall be pure for God to dwell. In the name of Jesus, my body shall be pure for God to dwell and to use. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some years ago, I used to know some Christian sisters that have the gift of prophecy. And this gift is so strong in their lives that the spirit of prophecy will just come upon them, and they will be prophesying. Yeah, they will be prophesying, and how do I put it now? They will be prophesying, but they will not be the one in control. It is the spirit that will be in control. They will not be the one to think about the word that was done. So that is the prophecy from God will be coming out of their mouth. And those prophecies are not coming through their mind. It's just coming out of their mouth. Yeah, so which means they don't know what they are saying. They don't know about what they are saying. So they just knew that they are speaking words that is not from them. Words that are coming from the Spirit of God. Now, I noticed that while they are speaking those words, they will be conscious, and they will pick up a pen and a book, and they will be writing down everything the Spirit is saying through their bodies. Yeah. So, which means why those prophecies are coming through their body, they are learning at the same time. I don't know if you're getting my point. Yeah, the Spirit is using their bodies to give out mysteries, to speak out messages, mysteries about God. And at the same time, they are conscious and they are aware of what is going on, and they are writing it down. Yeah. So that tells you that, you know, God can do a lot with your body. Yeah, if you consecrate your body to Him as holy, as pure. Yeah. So imagine you are alone in your room, and then the Spirit comes upon you, and then the Spirit starts to give you messages through yourself, through your body. You are speaking out those messages, those revelations, and then you are writing it down. So I believe many of the Old Testament prophets, I believe that was how they got powerful messages. Prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, yeah, that was how they got powerful messages from heaven. Pure messages, because those messages were not passing through their mind. Yeah, so that makes the messages very pure, because our mind can add to what God is saying and can subtract from what God is saying. Yeah, so that is why the Spirit of prophecy sometimes would want to bypass your mind, because your mind can pollute the prophecy. Yeah, so that is why those Old Testament prophets, they were able to write down deep things, and those things, they survived the test of time, and those prophecies came to pass. Yeah, I don't know why I'm telling you this thing. Yeah, so because I did not plan to be talking about prophesying. Yeah, so I wanted to pray. Maybe there are people here that God wants to give this same ability. Yeah, this same prophetic ability, prophetic gift. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I hand over my body to you. Use my body as an instrument through which your revelations, your messages comes from heaven to the earth. See, Father, make use of my body to channel your messages, your mysteries, your revelation from heaven to the earth, from heaven to the people on earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Your body can become a portal. Your body can become a divine portal through which heaven communicates with the earth, through which heaven touches the earth. Your body can become a lamp if you give it to God. completely. Say, Father, I hand over my body to you. Use my body as an instrument that will channel your messages, your mysteries, your revelation from heaven to the earth, from heaven to the people on earth, from heaven to your people, to the church, in the name of Jesus. Use my body as an instrument that transfers your power, your glory from heaven to the earth. In the name of Jesus. The Father, use my body as an instrument of manifestation. Use my body as a divine portal that manifests your glory as it is in heaven, here on earth. In the name of Jesus. Make use of my body now. I hand over my body to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I have shared with you before how my body used to let me know how long I should stay in prayer. Yeah. So maybe I've prayed for some hours, and then I feel like, let me run off, let me stop. Yeah, but my body would not. Maybe I've prayed and then I want to sit down. Yeah, because I like to pray while standing. Yeah, but some people, they like to pray on their knees. Yeah, but I like to pray start on my legs, walking up and down. You know how you walk, how you move, up and down, and I can do that for hours. Yeah. So now let's say I felt like, oh, let me just random. I think I've prayed enough. There's a way my body would not want to stop. Yeah. Though my mind or my soul wants to stop, but the body will send a message that don't stop. So maybe I want to sit down, the body will refuse to sit down. That's what I mean by the body sending a message. Yeah. I believe you get what I'm saying. Maybe I've prayed and then I want to sit down and then the body will refuse to sit down. So then that will not be a sign to me that I'm not supposed to stop the prayer. I'm supposed to continue. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit can use your body to communicate a lot to you. A lot. So I still want you to pray about that. Yeah, I'll place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to say, Holy Spirit, turn my body into an instrument of divine signals. An instrument that gives signs. Yeah. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, transform my body into an instrument that gives divine signals.
that gives divine signs that will help me know God deeply. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit transform my body into an instrument of sign, an instrument of divine sign, divine signal, right now in the name of Jesus. Transform my body into an instrument that will give me signs and signals that will help me to know God very closely. Signs and signals that will help me to know God deeply. Transform my body into such instrument right now in the name of Jesus. Signs and signals that will help my spiritual growth. Transform my body into an instrument that gives me signs and signals that will help me to grow mature in my walk with God, in my prayer life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Don't be deceived to think that your body is not spiritual. Yeah, because some people, they feel like their body is just it's carnal. Yeah, so they think their bodies, because it's physical, so they think there's nothing spiritual about it. There is a law that is spiritual about your body, a law. Yeah, because from the beginning, your body actually was carrying the glory of God. Before Adam and Eve fell, their bodies were carrying the glory of God. Yeah. So your body knows the glory of God a lot. Your body knows God and knows the glory of God. Maybe even more than you do. Yeah. Yeah. So, give yourself to God so that the spirituality of your body can be awakened. Yeah. You may want to say something, and then your body will just shut your mouth. Yeah. You may want to hug somebody, and then your body will just push you back. Or you want to shake someone, and your body would push your hand back. Yeah. So your body is very spiritual. Very spiritual. It's just that a lot of Christians are so carnal. Yeah. So that is why they can't listen to the language the Holy Spirit is speaking to them through their bodies, the messages the Holy Spirit is sending to them through their bodies. Yeah, they can't keep those messages because they are so carnal. Their mind is so carnal.
May God deliver you from carnal mindedness. In Jesus' name. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the spirituality, let the spirituality of my body be awakened right now by the fire of God. Say, let the spirituality of my body be awakened right now by the fire of God, so that I will be able to discern the realms of the spirit through my body. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Jene ki hasa shanabala. Nahatashta de gedebala. Continue to pray like that. Then let the spirituality of my body be awakened right now by the fire of God, so that from today, I'll be able to discern the realms of the spirit through my body, so that from today I'll be able to discern the realms of God's angels, the realm of God, the realm of heaven through my body, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirituality of my body be awakened now, in the name of Jesus, so that I'll be able to discern the activities going on in the spiritual realm, in the invisible realm, through my body, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, pour upon me a special anointing that will make the realms of the spirit very visible to me, even to the senses of my body, or the senses in my body. Say, Father, pour upon me a special anointing that will make the realms of the spirit, the spiritual realm, very visible to me. Very visible to me, very visible to my to the senses of my body. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Even the senses in your body can access the spiritual realm. Yeah, we saw in the scriptures
about a prophet called Balaam. The Bible says he used to prophesy with his eyes wide open. So he used to see visions with his eyes wide open. Yeah, so which means his physical eye sees into the spiritual realm. So he doesn't need to close his eyes to see into the spiritual realm. Even his eyes wide open sees into the spiritual realm. Yeah. So your skin can begin to feel spirit. Your skin can begin to feel different kinds of spirit. So your body can also access the spiritual realm. Yeah, the senses in your body can access the spiritual realm. So begin to see, Father put on me a special anointing that will make the spiritual realm very visible to me, very visible to the senses on my body, in the name of Jesus. Pour upon me that anointing right now. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Yeah, I'm not talking about hallucination. I'm talking about real visions that you will see with your eyes wide open. You know, some people have problems with their brain and they hallucinate. That this one is not hallucination. These ones are real visions that the senses in your body will see. Yeah. Continue to pray like that. Neheshtele glahashanavala. Yeah, the reason why we are focusing on your body is because anything divine that is real to your body is going to transform you faster. When God starts to come to you face to face, your transformation will be faster than if he has to come to you in your dreams or through trance or in a trance. Yeah, but when it comes to you face to face, your transformation becomes happens faster. So begin to say, oh Lord, pour upon me special anointing that will make your realm visible to me, very visible to me, just as the things I see around me with my physical eyes are visible. Pour upon me such anointing right now, in the name of Jesus, such that with the senses in my body, I'll be able to access your realm. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let us look at that verse again. John 17, verse 2 and verse 3. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. So Jesus has power over all flesh, that is, over all human beings. Over all flesh and blood, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That they might know thee, the only true God. That is life eternal. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me revelations of you and of Jesus Christ that will change my life completely into the person you want me to be. You're going to say, Father, give me revelations of yourself and of Jesus that would transform me into the person you want me to be. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The most important thing about Christianity is the revelations of Jesus Christ, the revelations of God. Yeah, it is how much God has revealed himself to you, how much Jesus has revealed himself to you. That is the most important thing in Christianity. Pray. Say, Father, reveal. Give me, or you say, Father, give me a revelation of yourself and of Jesus Christ that is able to change my entire life completely into the person that you want me to become. In the name of Jesus, give me revelation of yourself. Father, give me revelation of yourself. And give me revelation of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, I will tell you some things that I know about eternal life. Maybe it can help you. Eternal life has a lot to do with the nature of God. In fact, eternal life is the nature of God. Yeah, and in the nature of God, there is no self there. Yeah, so we can call darkness the nature of self. And then we can call light a nature where self is absent. Now, I believe you know what I mean by self. Self is self, yourself, myself. So when everything is about yourself, me, myself, and I, yeah, so that is self. Yeah, so in the nature of God, you are not going to find self. So I don't like to use selfless for God. Yeah, because there is no self at all in God. Yeah, maybe I may use selfless for men, for human, but for God, for Jesus, there's no
self in them. So meaning that they are not existing for themselves. God is not existing for himself. Neither is Jesus existing for himself. So if you look deeply at Jesus and at God, you are not going to find self there. You are not going to find. Yeah, because the presence of self is the presence of darkness. Yeah, take away self, and then you have taken away darkness. Yeah. So, eternal life is a nature. Yeah, the Bible also calls it the divine nature. Yeah, and that nature does not have self in it. Yeah, so I want you to take note of that. Now, the second thing you should take note of is that when this eternal life is maybe I should use the word activated or functioning in you, you will not, or let me say, while it's functioning, there will not be self manifesting, yeah, together with it. Yeah, there will not be self. I don't know if I'm making any sense. So, how you will know that eternal life is now alive in you is by checking for self in you. Yeah, so if you can't find self anymore in you, then it means you are really experiencing eternal life. Yeah. We are going to pray. Yeah, I don't know any other way I can explain it better. Yeah. So, I want you to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your eternal life that you have placed inside of me transform my nature into your nature, into the divine nature. Let your eternal life that you have placed in me transform the nature in me into your divine nature. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Yeah, continue to pray. Don't wait for me. Just pray. Continue to pray. Say, Father, let the eternal life that Jesus gave me on the day I surrendered my life to him, let that eternal life transform my nature, my human nature, into divine nature. Where self cannot be found. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that.
continue to pray like that. Say, Father, let the eternal life that you have placed in me transform my human nature into your divine nature. Your divine nature will still not be found. Where unrighteousness cannot be found. Where darkness cannot be found. Where sin cannot be found. Let your eternal life give birth to your divine nature in me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have seven more prayer points. And then, we are going to round off the session. You're still going to pray about the divine nature. Now, I want you to know that something is not yet your nature if you don't do it effortlessly. And easily, yeah. Or let me say, something is not yet natural in you if you don't do it effortlessly and easily. You know, just the way plants they grow effortlessly, especially when they are planted on the good soil. And that soil is loaded with nutrients, with nourishment. Yeah, which some people call fertilizer. Yeah, so the plant will just grow effortlessly. Yeah, so something is not yet your nature if it doesn't manifest. Or if you don't do that thing effortlessly and hidden. Yeah, so if you still struggle to do that thing, it means you still need to pray. Yeah, if you still struggle to forgive people, then you still need to pray. Yeah, because it means the nature of God has not formed in you yet. If you still struggle to control your anger, then you still need to pray a lot and fast a lot until God's nature is formed in you. Yeah, because when that nature is formed in you, you will not struggle to manifest righteousness. It will just flow easily. It will just happen easily. Now, there are some things that some people will tell me, they will say, oh, you are a good man. See what you have done. Yeah, but I'll just be laughing. Yeah, because I don't see anything special in what I have done. Because to me, it's just natural. It's just who I am. But I wasn't born like that. Yeah, for your information.
I prayed until that nature formed in me. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the operation and by the presence and operation of your eternal life in me, let the nature of Jesus form in me so that I can live righteously and perfect in your sight. You're going to say, Father, by the presence and operation of your eternal life in me, let the nature of Jesus Christ form in me so that I will live righteously and perfect in your sight. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Father, by the operation, by the function, by the presence of your eternal life in me, let the divine nature that is in Jesus form in me, so that by that nature, I'll be able to live a life that is acceptable in your sight, a life that is perfect, a life that is pure, a life that is righteous. In the name of Jesus, let the nature of Jesus form in my spirit. Let the nature of Jesus form right now in my soul. Let the nature of Jesus form right now in my body, in my mind, in the name of Jesus. Even in my emotions, let the nature of Jesus form in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. Now, when people say that nobody is perfect, nobody can be perfect, actually what they are referring to is the human nature. There's no way the human nature can be perfect. Yeah, because it's a fallen nature. Yeah, but this divine nature that I've been talking about, that comes through the eternal life that is in us, this divine nature is perfect. And anyone that lives according to that nature will be perfect. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's so beautiful. This divine nature is so beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful and so perfect. Yeah. I pray that it will form in you. In Jesus' name. So you are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your eternal life in me give birth to the divine nature that will make me to live here on earth as they live up there in heaven. You're going to say, Father, let your eternal life in me produce your divine nature in me that will make me to live on earth as they live in heaven. That will make me to see things as the people in heaven see things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The divine nature is going to change the way you interact with the world. It will change the way you see people. It will change the way you see things. That is what we are praying for. Begin to say, Father, let your eternal life in me produce your divine nature in me that will make me to live life on earth as the people in heaven live their life. That will make me to live my life here on earth as the people in heaven live their life. In the name of Jesus. Let your nature form in me that will make me to see as you see. To see people the way you see them. Let your nature form in me that will make me to love people the way you love them. Let your nature form in me that will make me to react to situations and circumstances the way you would react to them. Let your nature form in me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have 5 more prayer points. Another thing that I know about the divine nature is that it is it makes faith. It makes faith a natural thing, a normal thing. It makes trusting God normal and natural in your life. It makes believing God natural in you. So, which means that you become a Christian that has no fear, no doubt, no unbelief. That is what eternal life can do to you. So you're going to pray. And the realm of faith is actually the realm of victory. So which is what we're going to be looking at next. So eternal life has the ability, has in itself the ability to make faith easy for you, to make trusting God easy, believing God easy. Especially doing that without doubt and fear. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, let the eternal life in me transform me into a creature that can never doubt God, a creature that can never have doubt or fear or unbelief. Let the eternal life in me transform into a creature of faith. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The heart, the leg, let her baragala. When you become a creature of faith, then you don't need to push yourself to believe. You just believe naturally. You just believe naturally. And you don't doubt. So Holy Spirit, by the eternal life that is in me, transform me into a creature of faith. Transform me into a creature that can never doubt the word of God. A creature that can never doubt the power of God. A creature that will always trust and depend on God. Transform me now into such a creature. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. One more prayer point. Then another thing that is inside eternal life is victory. Absolute victory. Yeah. Victory means that you already won even before you fight. Yeah, that is victory. Even before you fight battles, you have already won, you have already conquered. And that is the realm where God is. And that is the realm where the angels are. They are in the realm of victory. So eternal life will put you in the realm of victory, which is the same realm the angels have. Which is the same realm God is. Yeah. So the realm of victory means that you have conquered all battles. It when you are in that realm, you are not trying to conquer battles. You have already conquered. So what you do is that you just enforce that victory upon the battle. And then you will see the battle won. Because you have already won. So every time Jesus would pray for the sick, or every time Jesus would cast out devils, he doesn't do that with the mind of trying to win. He does that from the realm of victory. So, which means he already sees the sick person healed even before he prays for the person, because he knows the sick person will be healed. Yeah. Because he's doing the prayer from the realm of victory. Yeah. So he knows that the sick must be healed. Because in the realm of victory, you have already won. Even before you fight. So what Jesus do, or what Jesus did, was to plug the people into the same realm of victory. And then their sicknesses and problems disappear. Yeah. And then they get delivered. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, by the reason of your eternal life in me. Lift me up to your realm of victory. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, by the reason, by the presence of your eternal life in me, lift me up into the realm of victory, where I have won all battles. Open your mouth and pray like that. Lift me up into your realm of victory, where there is no captivity, where there is no limitation, where there is no fear, where there is no oppression. Lift me up into your realm of victory, where there is no sicknesses and diseases. Your realm of victory, where sin is powerless. By the presence of your eternal life in me, lift me now into your realm of victory, where all problems are solved, where all battles have already been won, where all problems have already been solved. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. Another thing that is inside eternal life that Jesus has given us is how do I put it now? Maybe I should call it heaven. Yeah. The kingdom of God is inside that eternal life. So which means that having eternal life in you is having heaven in you. Yeah. So through that life, you can connect with heaven. You can even be transported to heaven. And you can interact with the people in heaven. Yeah. I know some people, they don't agree with the fact that a Christian can communicate with the people in heaven, even with the saints that have died, but they are now in heaven. So when you tell them that you are communicating with a saint that is in heaven, they say you are doing necromancy. Yeah, well, I can't blame them because they don't know more than they have known. Yeah, because things that have passed from this earth to heaven, they are no more in the realm of the dead. When you are in heaven, that is not the realm of the dead. Though their bodies are still in the grave, but their souls are not in the grave. Their souls are in paradise in heaven. Yeah. So heaven is not a place for the dead. Everybody in heaven, they are alive. Yeah. It is grave that is for the dead. Yeah. So the presence of eternal life in you give you access to connect with connect with heaven, to communicate with heaven, to communicate with people in heaven, even to be translated into heaven, to visit heaven and come back. Yeah, so eternal life has a law. Yeah, but Christians are not really getting the best from the eternal life that is already inside them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let your eternal life in me give birth to heaven in me, such that I begin to experience everything that the people in heaven are experiencing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, let the eternal life in me, the eternal life you have placed in me, give birth to heaven in me right now in the name of Jesus, such that I begin to experience the same thing the people in heaven are experiencing, such that I begin to connect with heaven directly from this earth, such that I begin to communicate with people that are in heaven, with angels, with saints that are in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let your eternal life in me, Lord Jesus, produce heaven in me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Another thing that is inside eternal life that is in you is wisdom. Yeah, there's a lot. I'm just speaking few. Is divine wisdom. Yeah, divine wisdom. Especially when you are the type that you always lead, you always allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in everything you do, you become wise. Yeah, and you can be so wise that people start to consult you for counsel, for advice, because they know that whatever counsel you give, it will work for them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let your eternal life in me produce wisdom in me. Let it make me wise, such that problems in the lives of people get solved through the wisdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, let your eternal life in me. Produce wisdom in me. Let it teach me wisdom. Let it make me wise, such that the wisdom that will come from within me would solve problems in the lives of people all over the world. In the name of Jesus. Such wisdom that is enough to make people great, to make people successful. Let your eternal life in me produce that wisdom in me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. And lastly, there is authority and power inside the eternal life that is in us. There is authority. There is power. Yeah. There is authority, there is power. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, by the presence of your eternal life in me, lift me up into your realm of power and authority. Lift me up into your realm of power and authority. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Lift me up into your realm of power. Into your realm of power. Into your realm of authority. In the name of Jesus. Let the same power that flows in you, Lord Jesus, begin to flow in me and flow through me. By the presence of your eternal life in me, let the same power that flows in you, that flows through you, flow in me and flow through me. Let the same authority that you command also walk in me. Let that same authority also be in me. Let me also command the same authority that you command. In the name of Jesus. The same power that walks through you, Lord Jesus, let that same power begin to walk through me, begin to flow through me. Because of your eternal life that is within me. In the name of Jesus, let the same authority that walks with you also walk with me. Because of your eternal life that is within me, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there are many other things inside eternal life. For instance, there is immortality. Yeah, inside eternal life. Yeah, and there are some people that, you know, Jesus made a statement when he was on earth. He said, he told the people, he said, there are some people among you that are not going to die. They will not see death until I come back in glory. Yeah, some Bible scholars, they try to give it some meaning. Yeah, but I don't believe whatever interpretation they are giving that verse. Yeah, because that verse is really talking about immortality. Yeah, some Bible scholars were saying it was referring to Peter, James, and John because they were going to see him transformed on the mountain. Or they were going to see him transfigured on the mountain. Yeah, but that wasn't what Jesus was saying in that place. If you read it very well, he was actually talking about immortality. Yeah, so which means that this eternal life can give immortality such that a person will not taste death. Yeah, for some reasons that is best known to God. There's not everybody that will have that privilege. Yeah, but this eternal life can give some people that privilege. Yeah. So know it in your mind that there are people that are still alive today from the time of Jesus that did not die. Yeah, they are still alive till now. Because Jesus kept them alive for some reason that is best known to him. Yeah, and it is this eternal life that have kept them alive. Yeah, so we don't know where Jesus hid them, but we know that he meant what he said when he said some people here will not see them, they will not taste them until when I come back in glory. Yeah, so we are rounding up now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for your presence that is right here with us, and not just your presence, even your power is here, working in our favor. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the prayers you have led us to pray by your Holy Spirit. And thank you because you have answered those prayers already. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on everyone here and that you transform them into the persons that you want them to be. I ask that you transform everyone here into new creatures that is according to eternal life. New creatures that derives their life, that draws life from eternal life. Father, transform everyone here into such new creatures in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will not leave here on earth to please yourself, and to serve yourself. I pray that you will live all your life here on earth to serve Jesus and to please Jesus. In Jesus' name. All the benefits that comes with eternal life that we have prayed about and prayed for, I decree that all of these benefits shall come alive in your life from today onward. In Jesus' name. I pray that heaven shall be more real to you than this earth is real to you from today onward. In Jesus' name. Your knowledge about Jesus and about God shall be perfect and shall be powerful in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that are sick in your bodies or souls or spirit, receive healing right now. In Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that are suffering all kinds of spiritual bondages and satanic captivity, demonic oppression, demonic captivity. I decree right now that the power of God release you from all oppression and bondages and slavery in Jesus' name. The victory that is within you shall take over your life. The dominion that is within you shall take over your life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.